Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. He joined us every Thursday at 4 through the Eagles season. Now here with us to wrap it up, Mike Mayock. You can hear him on the Believe in Birds podcast. Mike, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Come on, man.
Mike, what are we going to do, man? Football's over with, bro.
You're not going to follow the Memphis showboat?
Well, you know, free agency is what, a month away, you know? So,
right.
I think you, like almost all of us, predicted a close game in the Super Bowl. What about the Eagles' performance? What specifically about the Eagles' performance surprised you most?
I think there were two major impressions I got from that game, and one was the defensive line dominance, which I think we all – I watched the tape, but you didn't even need to watch the tape because you could see it on television. A lot's been made out of the fact that they never rushed more than four, and I can confirm that from the tape. And I've never seen Patrick Mahomes sped up so early in a game, and by that I mean – he was getting hit so early and so often, getting pushed by both those tackles in his lap, that he was trying to either get out of the pocket, get the ball out, or even more importantly, his eyes come down. And when a quarterback's eyes come down, as Ike will tell you, the snap's over, basically.
Yep.
So I thought the defensive line dominance was off the charts. And we've been talking for the last 4 or 5 weeks that some team might come along and slow down or stop Saquon Barkley and force the Eagles offense to beat him with the quarterback. And, you know, Barkley had 25 carries for 57 yards.
Yeah.
And I thought Jalen Hurts was a big factor in the run game with his deep ball accuracy and the fact that in 4 playoff games he only turned it over once. And I think we probably need to give him some credit.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt there. We've talked so much about him in the passing game and how accurate he was in that game Sunday. His impact on the running game and what he was able to do with his legs, that was also impressive. I mean, he broke his own record for quarterback rushing yards that he set 2 years ago. But, I mean, those were some big-time runs that he made Sunday.
Yeah, 11 carries for 72 yards. He was a leading rusher. And, Ike, I think to your point, it was a really good combination of both planned quarterback runs. He ran quarterback counter, quarterback power, and it wasn't real flashy. I think the longest game for the planned quarterback run was 9 yards,
mm-hmm.
but a couple of them were on 3rd and 1 and 2nd and 1, and he picks up 2 or 3, and you move the chains. So his biggest impact was in the scramble game. You know, the unplanned game where he doesn't like what he sees downfield. He doesn't want to take a chance. And he tucked the ball away and picked up critical first down. So I just think when you look at the overall package that he presents, you know, he can make plays with his legs. He is really accurate, especially as a deep ball thrower. And we can pick, you know, we can bitch and moan a little bit about holding on to the ball or trusting his wideouts. But at the end of the game, he's a really good NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
You mentioned the running. I think that the thing that struck me about the scrambling specifically is how quick he made the decision to run, which I think if we had seen a little more of that during the regular season, a lot of the sacks we saw may have not happened. It seemed like he was dialed in a way, and Ike mentioned it, perhaps a confidence, but just seemed like he was dialed into the game in a way in the NFC Championship game and then the Super Bowl, like we didn't see as often this year. But he was very, very good in that way in this game.
Yeah, and I agree 100%. And I think part of that is that the quarterbacks that can affect the game with their legs are more apt to do it in playoffs than they are the regular season, right? In the regular season, you're trying to just make a play, get the ball out, but or extend and throw. I think he was really decisive. When he saw it, when he didn't like his first look and he had an alley, he took it and was gone. And I've seen Patrick Mahomes do that in playoffs and Super Bowls. I've seen every mobile quarterback be able to do that, be more aggressive in the run game. And I think that's what you saw with Jalen, especially the last couple of weeks.
Last thing on Jalen is that the passing part of it. Do you see any reason why we can't see more of this kind of version of what Jalen did as compared to the post-bye, sort of almost over-conservative version of him? Like this sort of middle ground in between the maybe careless and too many turnovers and extremely conservative no turnovers. Is there any reason why we can't see more of this?
And I just think that, and it's a really good question, especially the way you worded it as far as kind of that fine line. And I think that's part of the maturation process of a young quarterback. This kid's still young. He still has room to grow. The fact that he's got Saquon Barkley back there and that those two Pro Bowl wideouts are going to see a bunch of single high man coverage, the more he can throw it to them in those situations, the more trust they're going to earn from him. And I think that's what we saw at the end of the year was there was a 22-yard gain to A.J. Brown in either late first half or second half. I forget which, but it was a third down, and he threw back shoulder to him for 22. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah. Trust your guy, throw it out there to him, give him a chance. And I do think, to answer your question directly, that we will see more of that version going forward.
Well, Mike, I wonder what version of this team we're going to see going forward. They got a few guys that they got to bring back, or if they can bring back. I know we'll ask you about that, but just your overall view of where the Eagles are right now in the league. Is this something that can be sustained, right? I don't want to throw the word dynasty around, but you feel like this is the team to beat going into next year?
Oh, hell yeah. And I think that, you know, Detroit's going to be really good when they get healthy again on defense. So, you're not handing anything to them. But I think the word I like that you used, Ike, was sustained. Sustained excellence is the hardest thing in the NFL to accomplish, in my opinion. I think the Eagles roster has been the best in the NFL the last 3 years. I firmly believe that. I think as you look at the roster next year, I mean, the main free agents are, Mekhi Becton, Milt Williams, Zach Vaughn, and Josh Sweat.
Yeah, those are the four.
And to me, Milt Williams is undervalued, at least by the fans. Milt Williams is special, and their defensive line coaches ought to get a lot more credit than they do for what they've done with them. Same with Josh Sweat. But Howie does such an amazing job with that roster that I don't see it doing anything but staying as the top roster in the league. You lost an offensive coordinator. The important thing to me there is the continuity with the head coach and the quarterback. You know, let's get a coordinator in there that's going to either be promoted from within, therefore there's no change in verbiage, or if you bring a guy in from the outside, make him learn your offense and bring in some touches of his own. But you got to have a guy that can marry the run and the pass and understand what the Eagles' identity is. So I really do believe with Vic Fangio and with Nick Sirianni And with what their core, their basic core is right now, there's no reason in the world that they shouldn't go into next year as the number one betting favorite.
You know, to ask a further question on the offensive coordinator thing, do you have an opinion about whether promoting from within or bringing somebody from the outside is the way to go? You know, last year it was somebody from within. This year it was somebody from the outside. Does that figure in inside or outside, or is it really just find the best person available?
I think it's the best person available, even if there's some minor pains involved with bringing somebody from outside your building in. It's easier if the right guy is in your building, because then obviously there's more of a seamless transition. But I think they've got to do their due diligence and make sure. I mean, is it Kevin Petullo? Is it Doug Nussmeier, the two logical guys in the building? That would be easier, and Jalen might like it, but is it the right decision? And I don't know the answer to that.
Hmm. Well, yeah, winning a Super Bowl is great, but it will be an interesting offseason. The offensive coordinator, the free agents, all that sort of stuff. And as Ike said, and you said, keeping the team focused on doing it again, because we saw some guys maybe get a little fat and happy after the last Super Bowl championship around here. So
yeah.
Keeping focused is it's a major job, you know?
It is a major job, and that goes back to culture. And I think the teams that sustain excellence over time, you can look at Kansas City, even though they got dismantled last Sunday, that's a proud franchise with a great culture. And same thing with New England before that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, and now that's Philadelphia's challenge is the leaders, and you start with guys like Barkley and Hurts and those guys, are they able – And Ike, you know, you've been in the locker room more than I have as far as a player. You know, it's so critical that leadership core strikes the right chord going into next season, don't you think?
Yep, it is. They're going to find out. Now, obviously, I've never won a title.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But keeping guys motivated, keeping that ear of those young players, keeping them locked in versus them feeling as if they may have the answers to the test now, that's what's going to be the challenge for Coach Sirianni and his leaders. Now, I love the fact that Jalen Hurts seems to be a guy who's always locked in and focused. So if they just follow his lead, we'll be okay. But I'm not so sure everybody's going to follow Jalen's lead.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I think the bigger concern are some of the young guys that have gotten some really good success, like Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith. You know, some of those guys are, to me, like, this is, I find this really intriguing. Like, I look at Jalen Carter, and say if he makes the right decisions going forward, someday he's in a yellow gold jacket in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
If he doesn't make the right decisions going forward, he's just going to be another good player. And to me, I find that fascinating to watch him going forward.
It's so true. Because the talent is there. There's no question.
Clearly. Yeah.
Yes, it's there.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks so much for joining us this season. We hope to talk to you again around free agency, then the draft, and then next season as the Eagles look to repeat as Super Bowl champions. You've been great. So thank you so much for joining us this year.
Appreciate you, Mayo.
I appreciate you guys having me very much. Thanks.
Yep.
There he is, Mike Mayo. Yeah.
That is so true, man. And it's funny he brought up Jalen Carter because that's exactly who was at the top of my mind, right? When you're in your second year, you're an all-pro now.
Everybody's talking about how good you are.
You just won a championship. Yeah. Like, what's your offseason like? Are you still working as hard, right? Or do you feel like, okay, I'll show up and I know what I'm doing. I'll be good. I'll get in. You know what I'm saying? Are you coming into training camp ready to go on all cylinders, or are you coming into training camp and now you're trying to get in shape through training camp? Like the mindset of the guys once you win a championship, you know, that predetermines whether or not you got a legitimate shot at just repeating as champions. And it's only been two in the last, I don't know how many years. You got it's New England and Kansas City.
That's it.
It's New England and Kansas City. It's not easy to do.
And that's why I thought it was interesting that Cooper DeJean was on with Eisen the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised when he said that Jalen Carter was the one that was like the leader on the defense of like firing them up before the game. Because I always thought he was like the quiet giant guy.
Yeah.
Rather than like out there being the face of it.
Yeah.
And I think that shows.
He's embracing that role.
Yes.
But now you got success.
No,
you got to do it by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why I say I don't worry about Jalen. Jalen, he's barely even enjoying all this. He's ready to get back to work. Yeah.
Yep.
So, but the other guys are also going to want to reap the fruits of their labor this offseason.
Well, and you said it's important that everybody do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you turn it off and then turn it back on?
Man.
And can you, or because there's so much time between now and when everything is planned out for them and Vic Fangio is there to make sure they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because now is the time is about, are you disciplined enough to do those things that you need to do without those guys telling you to do them?
It's the off season, going back home, celebrating with the family, the friends, everybody wants the Super Bowl champion around. Like that's the stuff you got to sort of monitor and manage. I'm not saying you can't have fun. You're young. You should go out and have fun. But I'm just saying the teams that usually have sustained success, they try to keep, like, take for instance, Kansas City won the Super Bowl last year, right? Wide receiver was in a car crash. I don't know if he injured somebody or killed somebody and left the scene.
Oh, right, yes.
Remember that? That happened early in the offseason. They had some other stuff.
Yep.
Stuff like that starts happening. And now you're down players and this and that and the other. You never heard about most of that stuff when New England was winning.
Almost never.
Never, right?
Well, except for the guy that murdered
people. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's right.
He's the one exception. Yes, he was the one exception.
Yep.
Yeah, but for the most part, everybody else was locked in. It was the Patriot way.
Well, right. The Gronk had the Gronk cruise, but you got to let Gronk be Gronk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the thing with Gronk, he would get all his celebrating in through March, right? You get it in through March.
And then turn it on.
And then turn it on. But you're right. You can't. Everybody can't be a Gronk.
No. Well, that's why I think Sirianni is really important this offseason.
Yeah.
Because he can't be also doing like a big old victory tour. He also has to be the adult in the room.
Yep.
You can't expect everyone else to be the adult in the room if you're not. And I think we'll see. I think you did a good job so far. We'll see how the parade goes.
Yeah.
I'm giving him a pass for whatever happens on the parade.
He'll let his hair down for the parade, man.
Yeah, give him a pass.
Dude, what if he pulls out a razor and just shaves his head?
Oh, on the stage?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not going home. I was going to say, I'll bring my clippers. He does it, I'll do it right there during the show.
Coach, we don't need viral moments.
Oh, come on. One?
Well, I don't need him shaving his head up there. Because you know the next day they're going to be like, look at this guy. Look at the head coach.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I kind of like that everybody thinks he's an idiot. But we know he's not, you know? And we always see those pictures.
The big dumb dipshit one again?
We always see those pictures of guys coming into camp is like, wow, he came into camp at 375? You know, I don't want any of that stuff. Enjoy your eating, but then,
that's true.
You know.
Who's our weight guys? Who's the guys we got? Well, I don't know if we have any guys that we have to. Well, Jordan Davis, yeah.
Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Becton?
Oh, yeah, Becton for sure, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, he's yes. Although his weight has been beneficial.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. Yeah, you can't be blowing up to 375, 380, man.
Right, no. We don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Who surprised you most this season? 215-592-9494. Ben in Millville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ben?
What's up, Spike, Ike, and Jack?
What's up, Ben?
What's up, Ben?
How's it going? Man, first day my voice sounds almost 100%.
Yeah, there's a lot of that around the Delaware Valley this week. People get their voice back.
Everybody imitating me.
Yeah.
My name is Benjamin Romnick, and I'm the mayor of Millville, so I had to give my State of the City address yesterday, and I, you know, began it with, you know, congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl 59 champions. And then after that, I was like, I made my statement of, if my voice squeaks, I'm sorry, I'm still recovering.
Oh, so you're the mayor of Millville?
Correct.
Wow, how about that?
I thought that was Mike Trout.
no comment.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. No, he's anonymous in Anaheim. That's who he is, not mayor of Millville. Who surprised you most this year, Ben?
Michael Clay. I mean, special teams last year, we had, guys running into each other on kickoff returns and you know, just it was shaky, and it was just, you know, they played special teams, just got better and better throughout the year.
With the exception of that kickoff thing. Yeah. I don't know what we were doing there.
When we were rotating.
That's the, you know, that's the whole Jake Elliott head thing, you know.
Well, but the other thing.
Now we found out Jake
was playing through an injury, is what Bo Allen said. That's probably why he wasn't doing the kickoffs, because they were.
And they didn't want to tell anybody.
You know, all sports now, there's been a change over the last 2 years in how much injury information we get. We're getting less and less. Think about all the Eagles.
Hockey's getting better. At least.
Hockey used to say lower body injury or whatever.
Lower body. He's out for 4 weeks.
But
what the hell?
But with the Eagles this year, there were a lot of injuries. We never found out what was wrong with Landon Dickerson's knee. Yeah. We never found out what was wrong with Jalen Hurts' knee. There were a lot this year. The Sixers the same way. Like
Paul George just found out about Bradberry.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we just found out Bradberry tore his Achilles.
Well, and Dickerson said he needs surgery after the offseason.
Yeah, well, the way he was walking in that game, you know, I wonder if there was a meniscus tear in his knee, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Ike, I'll see you on Monday.
Are you going to be there?
Uh-huh. I'll be there.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's always a good time. Mickey Morandini was last year. 2 years ago was Joe Coughlin. That was hysterical.
Yes. I'm a guest speaker.
No, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see, they wondering, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow. How long's the speech?
I believe an hour.
Hour?
Yeah.
You starting with the victory?
I don't know what I'm going to do, Jack.
All right, Ben.
I look forward to it, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you. Grab a picture together. I'll talk anything Melville about you in person, and, you know, I'll give my true, honest opinion.
Okay.
All right, thank you, guys.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Yeah, take care.
What, did you hear the tension when Mike Trout was brought up?
Yeah, is there something going on there?
I wonder.
With the mayor and Mike Trout?
Here, can I tell you my prediction? Mm. And you will be able to tell us off air. Is I bet they have requested several times for him to do things for his hometown, and I bet they either can't get a hold of him or he is politely declining through somebody else.
Spike, let's not assume things.
I have no inside information, but my prediction is that Mister shows up at every Eagles game because he's never in the playoffs or he's never playing baseball anymore. Is not doing anything for good old Millville. I don't know that, but that is my prediction.
Yeah.
Mister, let's give him the football like he's an 8-year-old. You know, Mike Trout. You become a Philly, Mike Trout. Just know there's one person here who's going to hold you accountable, and that is me.
Yeah, so it's a fundraising event for the Millville Elks.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming that's one of their
their veterans?
Leagues or teams, I don't know. But yes, it's asked to come down.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
It's funny because I had forgot until yesterday.
Oh, really?
Once I got asked last month, something, you know, somebody asked you to do something early, then I didn't realize February 17th rolled up on
me. It eventually comes. Every time somebody asks you to do something, it eventually happens. Most times it happens. And let me say, an hour, there better be some Q&A in there. Because a couple of times people asked me to speak for an hour, and I was like, you're going to have to pay me $100,000.
There is
like
some
Q&A. An hour.
There's some Q&A in there, yes.
I was like, I can't do an hour.
Well, I start telling locker room stories.
There you go. That'll work.
Can you get some phone calls?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Do we have a text line? So, coming up next, the Cowboys did not have a very good season.
I can't tell.
And their offseason, I don't know, hasn't really started off the right way either. So we'll hear from Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb as well. And your calls, who surprised you the most this year? 215-592-9494. Oh, and Elliot, right.
Locker cleanout day.
Yeah, today was locker cleanout day. So Elliot talked to a bunch of the Eagles. So we'll hear from Elliot and also hold him accountable for everything he was wrong about this year.
Like a lot.
Mr. Twitter fingers.
I got Sirianni right.
Mr. I'm 5'6 with size 6 feet.
Yeah.
All right. That's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.